On a phone line is Elisa Kaplan, the Executive Director of Reform for Illinois. Hi, Elisa. It's John. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. You noticed the same piece I did. And in fact, my colleague here, Anna DeVlantis, is going to talk with David Greising about his piece in the Chicago Tribune today. It's one of those op-eds. He said, believe it or not, billionaires make Illinois politics better. Tell me about who you are. You don't agree with that, but what's your organization all about?
I'm the executive director of an organization, Reform for Illinois. It was founded by bipartisan leaders, Paul Simon, former Senator Paul Simon, and Lieutenant Governor Bob Kustra. And the idea was to fix some of the biggest problems in Illinois' democracy, including I think you've got a lot of the right ideas, similar ideas to what we have here at Reform for Illinois. Our concern really is anytime you have a very small group of people, in this case, it's really just two, J.B. Pritzker and Ken Griffin, one a hedge fund manager, the other an heir to an enormous hotel fortune, dictating the conversation, or at the very least dominating the conversation, the political conversation in Illinois. And there are a lot of problems with that. I mean, first of all, no healthy democracy should have such overwhelming power in such a small number of hands. And secondly, rich people don't have the same interests as the rest of us. And there's been numerous studies that show this. And so anytime you have two people who have very little in common with your average Illinoisan, certainly very little in common with you and me, I'm guessing, with this overwhelming power to get their message out, this huge megaphone they have to speak because of their wealth, that's an enormous problem. And it doesn't make for a healthy democracy, no matter whether you like the outcome, as David Greising seemed to with the progressive tax amendment, or if you don't. There's nothing to celebrate in this kind of system.
Would your argument be stronger, though, if they were both of the same party? I mean, at least you have a Democrat and a Republican, both billionaires. So it's not like they're trying to tip the scale away from the poor. I mean, at least Democrats have a voice in this thing, right?
Right, but that's just by luck. You can't have a system that system that relies on luck, and you got to hope that there's a billionaire out there who agrees with you so your message can get out. That's not the way to have a healthy democracy. And there's studies that show actually that that wealthy people have much more impact on what policies get in Congress, for example, because of political donations and all sorts of other avenues of influence than ordinary people do. And yeah, sometimes ordinary people get what they want because the wealthy people agree with them. But first of all, it's less often than the other way around. And secondly, we shouldn't have to depend on that. It shouldn't be about getting lucky that some rich person agrees with you. So, yeah, J.B. Pritzker put a lot of money into something that was against his economic
interest. Yeah.
But we shouldn't have to rely on him to do that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we do now. And we caught most of that last point you made. So then do you have an idea for a resolution to this? What do we do about it?
Well, because of the way the Supreme Court has interpreted campaign finance law and really tied people's hands in what kind of restrictions you can put on using money for political speech, you really have to focus on other ways other than limiting the speech. And some of those ways to do that are to educate the public about how political speech gets funded, increase disclosure of donors, make donors more visible on political communications, increase disclosure of dark money. And some of it comes through other kinds of programs that amplify the voices of everyday Illinoisans. For example, programs that multiply small donations to candidates' campaigns so people can have a bigger say in who gets elected to represent them. So we should really be focusing, instead of on celebrating this battle of the billionaires, on ways to empower ordinary people to have a bigger say in their own government.
That business of dark donations troubles me. I'm not sure in this political climate that the revelation of that would necessarily change people's views, but I still don't like the lack of transparency. Can you just talk a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, that's usually when organizations like some nonprofit organizations that don't have to disclose their donors, there's a number of mechanisms they can use to get their money into different types of political campaigns. And one of the problems with that is you have political speech that may look totally innocuous, or that it's from a grassroots group or something like that, that turns out to have a couple billionaires behind it. And that's deceptive to people, and it's very problematic. And I should say, too, that this isn't just theoretical and, about the theoretical health of a democracy and everybody should be able to participate. But the influence of the wealthy has real effects on society. There's been research that shows that really rich people use their money to get policies that will make them richer. And that's helped lead to the huge social inequality that we're experiencing in this country right now. So
Are you talking about things like tax policy?
Absolutely. Tax policy and all kinds of other political areas that help protect wealth and entrench inequality.
I have a minute left. Answer this question for me. Is your organization politically aligned? Do you all take a left or right leaning bent usually?
We do not. We were founded by a Republican and a Democrat. We're completely nonpartisan. We criticize both parties equally, and we don't have any kind of position on the progressive tax or anything else. All we want is for everybody to have the same voice in their democracy as everybody else. And that means that in a healthy democracy, Joe Illinois on the street should have the same voice as Ken Griffin. And that's nowhere near the system now. And we might think it's impossible to get there, but we should be doing everything we can to try.
It's pretty bold, isn't it? I mean, I don't even know if bold's the right word, but it does speak to the influence of money in one individual. Here's Ken Griffin. He wants to be the kingmaker. And he said, I will finance the campaign with his tens of billions of dollars. Anybody that I think can be J.B. Pritzker. And Pritzker's got as much money as Griffin does. I mean, the money will not be an issue for either of them. But it does make my little donation or vote sort of quake at the sight of these guys, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people feel disempowered. That's not how people should be feeling in a healthy democracy either. I think you put your finger on an important point there.
Alisa Kaplan, listen, first time you and I have visited on the radio. Let's do it again. I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate you joining us today.
I'd love that. Thanks so much for having me, John. Sorry about the technical issues.
I'm glad you were able to join us. She's the executive director of Reform for Illinois. By the way, the flip side of that is David Greising's view. He will express that to Anna DeVlantis later this afternoon here on WGN.